The Radzina Rebbe, Rev Gershon Henoch Liner, was interested in identifying the Chilazon. He wanted to get to Techeles. Why was he interested in Techeles? Because Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and he wanted to make sure that when we had the time when the Beis HaMikdash was built, we already have the Techeles ready for the Avoda. Maybe he was interested as well in putting him on his sitzis as well. So he wrote in 1887, he wrote a sefer about his attempt about finding the Techeles. And we'll see, he sent out to many Gedolim during the time. I think many disagreed. Many didn't get back to him. And he wanted to know that he thinks he found the right Techeles that the Kohanim could wear the Big Day Kahuna. Because as we'll see, by regarding the Lacha Big Day Kahuna, it's Ma'akev. That if you don't have the Techeles, if you don't have the Chilazon, which produces the Techeles, so then you wouldn't be able to do the Avoda. However, regarding Tzitzis, it's a Machokes. In Menachas Ramiches Amen Aleph, a Machokes Tanam, whether Techeles is Ma'akev is Alevin or not, we Paskin, it's not, but there's a famous sheet of the Baal HaMor who says it is, and as the Ramban writes in the Muhammad, that the Baal HaMor did not wear tzitzis. Well, why would he? He didn't think there was a mitzvah. And the Rav was even more astounded. That means, you mean to say the Baal HaMor wasn't buried in a talis? I guess the assumption is if he held there wasn't a mitzvah, then you wouldn't be buried in a talis. So, and that seems to be The minig is Yisroel to follow the Baal HaMor, not to wear tzitzis. Of course, that's just by minig. I mean, an observation I'm making that most Yidden don't wear tzitzis. But la halacha, we paskin that the Techeles is a ma'akev, and therefore one should wear tzitzis. Again, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, you might be obligated, but if not, it's recommended then. Or for that matter, we are paskin that the fact that there's no Techeles will not affect our mitzvah of tzitzis. As we'll see, even if you put the wrong Techeles on, it wouldn't affect the mitzvah. Like we had by Kala Elon, a fake one. But nevertheless, he wanted to make sure that we're ready, Mehera Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he identified the fish as a cuttlefish. And in fact, that's it, Rav Dinis Techeles, even today. In fact, Rav Yitzhak Halevi Herzog disagreed, and he said, it's not the cuttlefish. He says that you've been duped by the chemist. He gave you some dye, and really, it's the chemical you're putting it made it look blue. It's not the actual Techeles, and therefore, you're wrong. And you know what? It's not a fish, as we'll see. It's a snail, the Murex trunculus, but we'll come back to that. But so he believed it was, and it's Chassidim Warit. And in fact, after the Nazis destroyed the town, so actually, ironically, they got in touch with Rav Herzog, who had the correspondence, and they were able to figure it out how to make it again. Even though he felt it was wrong, they felt it was right, and therefore they wear it even today. So when one of the correspondents he sent out to get an opinion on how they felt about the cuttlefish, his chilazon, there's an anonymous letter by someone very close to the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was against, but why was he against? So the way it's written in this by the acquaintance, he says, in principle, he has no problem if we finding the if we find the chilas and great, if we find the tchilas great. But he says the problem he has specifically with the cuttlefish is that was a sea creature that everyone knew. His parents, grandparents, great parents, all the Gedolei Yisrael knew about this cuttlefish, and then no one agreed that there was it. In other words, if you find me a new fish that no one knew about, somehow it just showed up in the waters, okay, I'll be the first to wear it if I think it's true. But the cuttlefish is around for years, centuries. And since no one else mentioned this in the preparation of Tcheles, that's actually, we have a Mesorah that it's wrong, and therefore the cuttlefish is not a Chilazon. So it's like, it's a de facto Mesorah, that since our previous generations knew about it and did not use it, hence it's a no-go. However, the Briskers, the Beis Halevi, the Rav Salvechik's Mesorah, and actually the Mesorah from the Briskers in Yerushalayim, you would think the Briskers should have a better Mesorah about what the Beis Halevi meant, but whether they do or not, this is what they say. They have a different Mesorah. They said, and Rav Schechter says, he, in the name of Rav Salavechik and all the Salavechik family, they heard from the Brisker Rav, that no, that wasn't the tradition. The tradition is, even if you're right, you're wrong. Even if the cuttlefish is the true chilazon, you still can't use it. Why? Because if you want to identify the chilazon, you need a mesorah. And a mesorah means an unbroken chain back from one generation to the next. You can't reconstruct a new mitzvah based on archaeological evidence. So there seems to be a major, everyone agrees the Beis Halevi was against the cuttlefish as being the chilazon. But two totally different reasons why. Going to the first version brought down in the Sefer from an anonymous acquaintance of the Beis Halevi, he says that the only reason he's against it because of the, since everyone knew about the cuttlefish for generations, so therefore clearly it's a de facto Mesorah against. But if you find another fish no one knew about, we're open to it. But according to the second version, even if you're right, you're wrong. It doesn't make a difference. You could tell me right now you're 100% sure it's the Tcheles. And I'll say, okay, good for you. Okay, we'll have to wait for the Mashiach to come, Eliyahu Moshe Rabbeinu to come and confirm it. Because why the Briska Shita is, you can't bring back a mitzvah based on archaeological evidence or other evidence. You must have a Mesorah from generation to generation. In fact, that was the Briskers. I like this. That's the whole Brisker thing by Rice. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara, what Oreis and Dochen, we're not sure which one's Rice. So, obviously, people point out through all the different history and findings that most people are clear that Rice means rice, that Oreis means rice. And therefore, people make a Borei my name is Zonas. However, Briskers, maybe Chabad, they say you can't, the fact that we figured out later that we know everyone calls it rice and we see this is what it is, or however they figured it out, you need a Mesorah. So then Machpel, either they'll make a Shahako, or they'll eat Mizonis, they'll have cake and then have it. So this is the Briskers Gushitason. You can never, you need an unbroken chain. You can never bring a mitzvah that's been suspended for a while because we lost something, we didn't have the chilazon, or we didn't know what rice was, and you can't bring it back based on archaeological evidence. I guess if you have, you bring it back based on, you know, traditions, we could find maybe in what you could, in the Svarim, how much, what would be considered Mesorah, what wouldn't, would be a discussion. But it's a fundamental debate why the Beis Halevi nixed it. So you'll say, what's the difference then? Like, if he nixed it, he nixed it. So clearly he's against Tcheles. So in fact, so no, this would be a major nafkamina would be referring, have to do with the, if you find a new fish today, or a snail, i.e. the Murex trunculus, so that wasn't around before. So the question is, could you, based on archaeological evidence, could you say the Murex trunculus is the chilazon? That's the issue. So according to, so Rav Yashav was, see, the Badei HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Cohen was very close. I think he might have learned with Rav Yashav, and then he went back to America. He was famous for his Badei HaShulchan Anita, and now I think he has other ones as well. But he says, he asked Rav Yashav, which version of the Beis Halevi do you think is the correct one? So he says, that he goes with the first version, that if we found a sea creature that we haven't seen since the time of the Gaonim, or since the time we lost the Techeles, about 1,000 years, whatever it might have been. So, and then we could prove now through scientific, archaeological, historical, all these things, then we can restore a Masorah based on this. So the base of the Rav Yashav goes with the first version of the Beis Halevi. Not like Rav Soloveitchik. So that'd be a fundamental shaila then. So would, according, would, if they found the Murex trunculus, with the base, and assuming he liked all the proofs, would the Beis Halevi wear tcheles? So according to the first version, yes. According to the second version, no. Of course, there could be many. So according to Rav Soloveitchik, the question doesn't even, it's a non-starter. You need a Masorah. So even if you know 100% it's a Tcheles, you still can't wear. And we'll see, there'll be other reasons, even if you don't think it's 100%, or even if you don't, or even if you think it is, you wouldn't wear it. So, where do we see cases that we could prove or disprove whether we follow archaeological evidence or not? So this is Gemara in Baba Basra. I think Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph, a story where there's a tour guide, I think an Arab tour guide. And he showed Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Maisi HaMidbar. So after he came back, after Rabba Bar Chana came back to the Beis HaMedrash, they said, oh, did you check the strings of the Maisi HaMidbar? They were wearing tzitzis. I want to know if there are 6 strings total or 8 strings. How do we know? So do we follow Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai? And he didn't look, and they were rebuking him or mocking him for not looking. So what do we see from here? It seems that if you, in other words, if you do archaeological evidence, you find out what sits this, so then it will govern the halacha. So the Rebbe used to give Shira Mariah all the time, so, and he had learned Balabatim, and he used to attack him on this issue. So they say, what about this Gemara? So he would say, well, no, this Arab merchant was really Eliyahu Hanavi. That's why he was giving, he had a Masorah. Or they quote the famous Rambam. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Hey Amin Aleph, about the whole debate about Makolkes, whether the sits on the Kohen Gadol, was it inscribed Kodesh LaHashem? Was all on one line or was 2 lines? With Hashem on the upper line and Kodesh on the lower line. So they're discussing it. Rebbe Lezer came along and said, what do you mean? I was in Rome. I was in the Vatican. I saw the actual sits of the Kohen Gadol in Rome, and I'll give testimony Kodesh Hashem was inscribed only on one line. So the problem is the Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, right, it should be L'chadchila written on 2 lines. L'Hashem on the upper and Kaddish on the lower. However, the Rambam adds the B'di Yeved, if it was written on 1 line, it's a go. So the Kesef of Mishnah asks, I wouldn't, why, first of all, why wouldn't the Rambam rely on archaeology? If someone saw it, so the Kesef Mishnah answer, the number one is, he does rely on archaeology. But the question here is, it wasn't a good test, because there are many different Kohanim Gedolim, there are many different ones. So some might have, depending on the size he afford, some might have written Kodesh Hashem on one line, some on two. In other words, so we see, you follow archaeological evidence, the question is if it's good evidence or not. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah explains as well. That's why even the Rambam held it should be on two lines, but he was motivated by the evidence good because it must be because he went with the archaeological evidence to Rabbi Elezer. And also another famous Machlokes Rashi Rabbi Notan, even though today Rabbi Notan went weird, Rabbi Notan's feeling, because it's still different, but we call it Tefillin Rabbi Notan. So what's the, most of us wear Rashi, and some also wear Rabbi Notan's Seder in the Tefillin. So the Bach writes that Rashi's Tefillin were found at the Kever of Yecheskel Hanavi. So what's the Raya? If it was found at the Kever of Yecheskel Hanavi, therefore it must be that that's because that's what they were wearing. And the Drisha says, no Raya. No, maybe they were used because they were in Geniza. They were thrown out because they were unfit for use. So again, it's Masha from both Bach and the Drisha. They fundamentally agree to archaeological evidence. The issue is it good or not? So that would be the issue. Can I restore the Masorah of Tcheles based on archaeological evidence? And in this case, the Murex Trunculus. So, yesh v'yesh. If you go with the Brisker sheet, there's nothing to talk about. And if you go with the non-Brisker, you still have to prove that it is the Tcheles. You have to prove it's the right Tcheles, at least get it to a Suffolk Tcheles. And then the question would be is, let's say you put the wrong tchelas on. Let's say you're putting tchelas, which is the wrong one. Will it puzzle the tefillin? No. So the Gemara tells us in Menachas, Mem Amud Aleph, that the imitation tchelas, the Kali Ilan, if it's used by mistake, so you still fulfill your mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore, even if you were wrong, it's still okay. So number one, if you go with the Rav's version, there's nothing to talk about. If you go with Rav Yosher's version, there's a lot to talk about, and not only do people talk about it, they wear it. So the Shaila they ask is, did you like Do you say, let's say I'm not sure, I'm a Suffolk. So we have a general Suffolk that writes a Chumrah. So why don't we say Suffolk that writes a Chumrah and you should have to wear? Anyway, so Rav Shlomo Miller and others disagree and say, we don't say, they quote a Rav Chaim. When do you say, Rav Chaim, or it depends which version, would need anything because he'd say you need a Masorah. But when do we say, Savik Daraisa Lechumra? Yes, Steve, let's say, I'm not sure if I bench, and now I bench. Okay, so I know Avadeh fulfilled the mitzvah. But in a situation where, even after I finish doing the mitzvah, I still don't know if I succeeded, so you don't apply Savik Daraisa Lechumra. So, that's a Rav Chaim. So Rav Schechter agrees it's a Rav Chaim, but he says the Rav Chaim goes against the Ran, goes against the Rishonim. And Rav Menachem Zember claims you do say Savit the Raisu Chumra even in a situation like that. But what's the Ran? The Ran is, let's say, it's in between Ben Hashemeshes, Yontav Rishon, Yontav Sheni on Sukkis. So if you're not sure, you should shake the lulav during Ben Hashemeshes. You know, Suffolk Brachos Gohakel. Aye, but you don't know. You don't know if you got the mitzvahs, and yet we say Suffolk to Raisu Chumra. So therefore we say we do say even in a case where you're not sure. Rav Chaim's not going against the Ran, he's with the Ran. So he says, no, the pshat in the Ran is because you're doing everything possible, even though there might be a suffix if you fulfilled your mitzvah, but the bottom line, you did all you could. But by treilus, you still have to go out and find it and keep on finding. Look, so therefore, then you wouldn't say suffix to rice. So that's a major debate. I'll call Rav Schechter, Rav Shlomo Miller, but they're not the only two in the debate. But that's the issue, whether you say suffix. So if you hold from the Rav's, the Brisker version, you're out anyway. And what about Suffolk the Raisu Chumra? So that's a debate. So, but some would hold you don't say Suffolk the Raisu Chumra. And therefore you wouldn't go ahead and we are thrilled. Here Schechter raises a big chiddush about not wearing. So according to Rav Schechter, you wear as you should wear. And there's no harm in wearing because he gets the mitzvah anyway. And in fact, he says there's harm in not wearing. Because the Beis HaLevi writes, we know there's an issur of Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra. That if one, so the Beis HaLevi explains, if you don't do the mitzvah, so you're about to a mitzvah's aseh. But if you could do a mitzvah today, lechatchila, and you choose to do a b'di'evet in yotze, so that's about tigra. I think the example with the mizbeach, certain times you're supposed to sprinkle all four, but if you sprinkle less, you're still yotze. So that's about tigra. That if I could fulfill a mitzvah lechatchila, and instead I choose to do a b'di'evet, so that's Baal Tigra. So since we have at least a suffix trelis according to Rav Schechter, so therefore, if you don't put on trelis, you're over Baal Tigra. He's saying you'd be over a suffix Baal Tigra versus putting on. So according to Rav Schechter, there's no gain. In other words, since wearing tzitzis is a conditional mitzvah, it's only if you're wearing a four-cornered garment do you have to put it on. So Rav Schechter would say, better not to put on a four-cornered garment and avoid it. He says you should wear tcheles. And he said, if you don't wear tcheles, then be like the Baal HaMor, don't wear tzitzis at all. Because the Baal HaMor didn't wear because there was no tcheles. And he felt it was ma'akeh. But today that we have tcheles, or at least have tcheles, he says, you're over Baal Tigra. And Rav Shlomo Miller says the opposite. He says, according to me, that I think it's wrong. So if you don't, who cares? You can do anything you want. It won't be ma'akev. But according to you, that you think it is, so then you have a problem because there's another ma'akev, because how many strings you put on. Is it one, two, four? So Rav Shlomo says, so even if you assume it is tcheles, but it's a sveik in the dina, he claims. We don't know how we paskin. Who's right? Rambam, Tosfos, Ravid, one string, Toto, two, etc. So therefore, it's a sveik in the dina. We have to wait for Eliyahu and Navi to come and paskin. So therefore, if you wore and you were wrong, you can be over. So don't wear because to wear regular sitzes and that's it. Don't put tcheles on, because if you put tcheles on, you could violate a suffix Baal Tigra, Baal Tosef. So you have to take a stand here. According to Rav Schechter, if you wear tzitzis without tcheles, you're over about tigra. And according to Rosh Shlomo Miller, not that he thinks that, but according to this, that he says l'shitasan, that whoever wears tcheles and you think it's real, because why else would you wear it? Would be over about. So therefore, you have to take a stand on it. Obviously, the classical psak is that people wear tzitzis without tcheles. We don't assume like the Beis Halevi's definition about tigra, but it comes out according to Rav Shlomo Miller. Then even if he held like the first version of the Radzvina Rebbe, like Rav Yashav said, even if he knew exactly that it was tcheles, he still wouldn't wear because he wouldn't know how many strings to put on, so he would be against it anyway. So that's those are some of the issues regarding tcheles. So according to Rav Shachter, better not to wear tzitzis if you're not wearing tcheles. And Rav Shlomo says, according to that shita, you're better off not wearing them, because if you wear them, you run into an issue about tigra, about tosa. But that's in the kudah. If you have a, could you reconstruct based on science, archaeology, history? If you can reconstruct something, and so then it's okay. You don't need an unbroken chain of the Masoros. That's the Machlokes regarding identifying the Tcheles today.